That is sense you were saying there. Isibuko. You know, I think I can join them. Music groups out there, please call me. Holla at your girl. I've been saying that they should call me to join these music groups, right? Okay, I see Kolapo. Welcome back to Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. And this is Bible Perspective. And I am your host, Uzanet Ezama. I believe that we do have my pastor on the line, Pastor Ronald Chuma. They were speaking all things God's promises. So let's try him. My pastor, good evening. How are you?
Evening. I'm fine. How are you?
Yay, I'm good. First thing first, am I pronouncing your surname right?
What did you say?
I said Chum.
Yes.
Yay! Okay. We have to check because at first I was like, wait, is it Chuma? Is it, you know, I had another pronunciation in my mind, but I was like, I will check first if I got it right. Happy Sabbath, my pastor. How are you?
Let me check pronunciation. What does it say?
The other pronunciation.
The wrong one.
I think I had something like Chuma or so. So, yeah.
I guess you said the right one.
Okay, I'm thankful. Happy Sabbath.
It's up to you too.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
So, point is, you know, this whole week I've been having a whole debate with my colleagues here because we're speaking about God's promises, right? So there is that scripture, as I quickly Google it, there is that scripture there that I, point is, young saga.
Which one?
I know I want to quote it. That God's promises are yes and amen, you know? Yeah. And when I say it, they said, Zanelle, you're saying it wrong. That's why, Pella, I want to get it. But as I'm getting it, Mfundisi, let's start it here. What are God's promises, Gashigashigash?
What are God's promises?
Mm-hmm.
What are promises, Gashigash?
We are going to get along. It's going to be very interesting. What are promises, Ven?
Who's supposed to answer that question? Because I'm the one who asked.
Mfundisi, you're the guest. The answer. Me, Mfundisi, I'm opening my Bible.
You are still trying to Google your Bible.
I found it. Yes, Mfundisi. So what are promises? What are God's promises?
You said it well. You said God's promises are yea and nay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Simply meaning, when God says it will happen, it will happen.
Okay.
He says it will not happen, it will not happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when you're talking about God's promises, I think we're simply talking about what he has, I merely said what he has promised us.
Okay.
What he has declared or what he has assured over our lives. Yeah.
So, in essence, if God has declared, I know one of our listeners is going to quickly come commenting now. If God has declared that I'm going to have a Bugatti, I'm going to have it.
Yes.
Oh, that simple.
Yes, if he has, yes.
Okay.
Yes, but obviously, it is not just this. It's not that simple.
I knew there's a catch.
The catch is here.
Okay.
You have how do I put it? You have your parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things that you benefit because you are from that family.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain rights that you have because you are a human being.
Okay.
Not necessarily that you are from a specific family.
Mm.
But there are certain privileges also that you will only get if you belong to a certain family.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So when we are talking about God's promises, we are also saying, whom is he promising?
Okay.
Yes. Assumption then is that he's promising his children.
Uh-huh.
So then the next question goes, are you his child?
Hmm.
Then you have to answer that one. If you are, then you are. You know, there's a text. There's a text which says, "All things work together for the good of those who love God."
Yes,
that's a promise.
Yeah,
it's a simple promise. It says, "Now, the catch there is that you should love God."
Ah, I see.
Yeah. Now, If you love God, then whatever happens around you is for your good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, Mfundis, so for someone who just got to know this whole God, or who just received Christ as their Lord and Savior, when they ask, what does it mean to love God? Like, how do you love God? Because He is not someone we can touch, right? We can't buy Him flowers and chocolates. But so how do you show God that love so that those promises can be fulfilled?
All right. How do you show Him?
Mm-hmm.
Or how do you love Him?
Both ways.
Both ways.
Mm-hmm.
He says, if you love me,
mm-hmm.
keep my commandment.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you love Him, that's John 14:15.
Mm-hmm.
If you love me, keep my commandment.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't love me, don't keep my commandment. Mm-hmm. So the simple thing there is that you should love Him. You show Him that you love Him by keeping His commandment.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me what His commandments are.
I was going to ask. Okay, thou shalt not kill. All right, it's fine. Okay.
Yeah, those basically, the commandments, we find them first in Exodus, where it says, don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
The Ten Commandments. And then Jesus comes in the New Testament. He says, now the Bible says, don't kill.
Mm-hmm.
But if you hate, you have killed.
Mm.
You see?
Mm.
The Bible says, don't commit adultery.
Mm.
But if you look at a lady lustfully, you have committed adultery.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. What it tells me, when I just look at those issues, it just tells me that the fundamental thing here is to create or build a relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You build a relationship with God. And then, because when we read the Bible from Exodus,
okay.
we interpret it or we understand it in a certain way.
Mm.
Do not kill, do not commit adultery, do not covet, remember the Sabbath, do not, you know, we those are stand, we believe it. But when we move and Jesus comes,
mm.
and then He starts working with men here, He builds a relationship with men, then He begins to explain to them
mm.
what it actually means.
Mm. Says,
the Bible says do not kill, but in essence, if you hate, you have killed.
Okay.
Because we are now in a relationship with Him, He takes His time to explain in detail what this and what that means.
Mm.
So the foundation of love that we, the foundation of love is to keep His commandments, as He says. But the foundation of the commandments is to build a relationship with God.
Okay.
Yes.
And how do we build that relationship?
How do you build that relationship? Yes, that's an interesting question. How do we build that relationship? Now it says faith comes by hearing
mm-hmm.
the word of God. Yes. So you need to put yourself in a position where you can hear the word of God.
Mm.
Just put yourself in that position. When you have heard the word of God, then you follow it.
Okay.
Yes. Then we have a relationship. Now, the relationship as you did, the word relationship is twofold.
Mm.
It's up and down.
Okay.
So you build a relationship with a friend, when you have a relationship with your partner and the like. It goes both ways.
I love that. Mm-hmm.
You communicate, and communication, when I was studying the word communication, somewhere it says you speak,
mm.
and then it must reach. It has a sender, and mm. it has a receiver.
Mm.
So it begins from you speaking, then the receiver receives and gives feedback.
Mm.
So communication ends where it has begun.
Mm.
I begin as a sender.
Mm-hmm.
I send a message. Then the receiver gives me feedback.
Mm.
When they've given me feedback, then the cycle of communication is complete.
Mm.
So when we are talking about God, the communication begins with Him coming down to us and getting back to Him.
Mm.
Or it begins with me going into Him and coming back to me.
Mm.
Now, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we voluntarily decided we are not interested in a relationship with you through Adam and Eve.
I was not there.
You were there.
I'm just caught in between. Yeah.
You're not a part of that, but you are already. So yeah, they voluntarily decided on your behalf that, look, God, we are not interested in a relationship with you.
Mm.
God creates these people for his glory.
Mm.
He puts them in the Garden of Eden for his glory.
Mm.
They get into the Garden of Eden. They decide, we are not interested in a relationship with you. Because of love, because of his mercy, he sends his only begotten son to come and die for us. So we belong to God twice.
Mm.
First, creation. Second, by redemption.
Okay.
So now he has died for us.
Mm.
He's part as a sender.
Mm.
He sends his love towards us. We need to accept his love.
Mm.
Then we send it back to him. We accept it. So when he receives our adulation, when he receives our praise, when he receives our all the good things that we say about him, then the communication cycle is complete.
Mm.
We are working with him. He keeps on telling us, do this. Okay, no, don't do this. No, do this. Don't do that.
Mm.
Because you know, relationship is based on a daily basis.
Okay.
On a daily basis. Someone, I was listening to some video somewhere where this guy was saying that his mother gave him the best marriage advice.
Mm.
He said that every 2 weeks, you should spend a weekend together.
With the wife?
With the wife. She's talking to her son. Son, just before they get married, says, you know what? What you should do? Every 2 weeks, we should go on a date. In exercise, every 2 weeks, you should go on a date, two of you. Every 2 months, you should spend a weekend together.
Mm. Without the kids?
Without the kids, just the two of you.
Mm.
Every 2 years, you should spend a week together.
Mm.
Why? Because they are building a relationship.
Uh-huh.
After building it, they need to maintain it.
Mm.
Yeah. So it is the same with God. He comes and he says, every week on the seventh day, spend a day with me.
Mm.
So spending that day with him and with people of your same beliefs is actually building that relationship.
Mm.
Once in a while, you have different programs here and there.
Mm.
All in the name of building the relationship.
Mm.
When I stand before you to preach, I'm not saying, I'm not going to read a verse you've never read. That's not the issue.
Mm-hmm.
The issue there is that we are building a relationship with God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I get it. You say we're taking it slowly, and I'm really loving how we're going here. To our listeners at home, if you do want to engage in this conversation, you see, I have calmed down because Mfundisi is very calm. So my voice now me ingitingitingi yit yabo. The number to dial is 0734703520. The number again is +27734703520. And on Twitter, we are @WRSID_media. We're in conversation with Pastor Ronald Chuma here. We're speaking about God's promises. Very interesting one day. So my pastor, we build our relationship with God, right, by being in his presence, by studying the word, by listening to Adventist World Radio. Yes, because we are preaching the word of God. And then you build that relationship. Now, after you've built that relationship, I believe that now you have access to those blessings, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Someone once said it in a very nice way.
Mm.
There was some lady who came to preach. I'm in Botswana, by the way. She came to preach, was from Zimbabwe.
Mm.
Then she says, you know, one of the challenges we have is that we are outside a country, but we want the blessings of that particular country.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you want to enjoy the things that are in Zimbabwe, you need to get a passport, get into Zimbabwe.
Mm.
Don't stay in South Africa, don't stay in Botswana, don't stay in Namibia or wherever, China, and say you want to enjoy the blessings that are in Zimbabwe.
Mm.
Need to actually get there.
Mm.
Then he comes and he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Mm.
Then all these things will be added.
Mm.
So your task there is to seek his kingdom.
Okay.
then he adds. That party is not even your party. It's his party. He adds. So it goes back to that car that you said, if he says it's yours, he is now adding. Your task is to seek his kingdom. Your task is to build that relationship. And then it says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy, his love endures forever. So he has promised us that if we do our part, his character cannot do anything else except his part.
I'm enjoying that. You know, we must seek the kingdom of God first, because most of the time we want the blessings in the kingdom, yet we do not want to be in the kingdom. So when we're speaking about this, these blessings from God, does he promise us peace?
Does he promise us peace? Yes, he does.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, he's God, you know. He's God, and his presence is peace. Now, when we talk about peace, in the context of God, we are talking about peace regardless of what is happening around you.
Okay.
He prepares a table in the presence of my enemies. You know, he doesn't say the enemies will not be there. He says, when your enemies are around, he comes and he puts a table there and he puts food. Imagine a banquet which has been organized by God himself. You know. Now, for that text to come to fruition, your enemies must be there. You should have enemies. Now, you don't create them. They come.
Okay.
They come. They will be there. They will be there. Didn't they do the same thing with Jesus? They killed him. Not because he had done anything that was contrary to God's will, but because he was doing things that are contrary to their will. Number six says, the Lord bless you and keep you. Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. So he promises us peace. And then Micah says, he will be our peace. So one text says he gives you peace. The other text says he is actually peace. So when you build, because like we said, the foundation here is to build a relationship with him. When you have that relationship with him, you get peace.
Okay, I'm loving this. So I'm looking at this scripture here, Isaiah 40:31, right? Says that, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on eagles' wings, like eagle. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Is that a promise that even though we might be tired, God will see us through?
Yes, that's a promise. It says, read the text again slowly.
Okay. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will.
Those who do it, who
hope in the Lord.
In the Lord will renew their strength. Now, what is hope? Hope is something that you have not yet received. You get it? So you are looking forward to receiving something from the Lord. You don't have it yet, but you know you are going to get it. It's an assurance from him that you are going to get it. So because it is an assurance from him, you know you are going to get it. So it says, those who hope in the Lord will renew. Now, for you to renew something, it means it is going to be, you are going to get tired. Then it will be, your strength will be renewed. You are going to lose your strength. Or you're going to feel like you're losing your strength. At least that's part we know. Then you will feel like I'm losing my strength. Then he renews it because of the hope that you have in him. So the peace that we have is that even if I don't yet have this, I know I'm having it.
Okay.
Yeah. So even when you God has promised, or you know you're going to get a Lamborghini from God and whatever it is, and at that moment you are walking and you're walking a long distance, that Lamborghini is not there, you know you are going to get that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you are walking and you are looking up to God still, He renews your strength. You climb up as wings, as eagles.
Is there ever a point where God does not honor His promises, or He does not keep His promises?
He's God. He cannot lie. That is the assurance that He will always honor His promises.
Mm-hmm.
There will never be a time when God does not honor His promises.
Okay.
So when you are God's child, you have you are in a relationship with Him. Because see, a relationship is continuous.
Mm-hmm.
It gets better day by day, or it gets worse day by day.
Mm-hmm.
You build a relationship.
Mm.
You build it. Today you work on this, tomorrow you work on that, tomorrow you work on the other one, tomorrow you work on the, you know. It's like in a relationship leading to marriage. You are dating, you know, you take your girlfriend, boyfriend out for dinner, for lunch, and all that is just to build a relationship.
Okay.
And then she comes home now. You've actually married her. She comes home. You come home with her. This is a lady who grew up in a village you never went to.
Mm.
You grew up also in a village she has never gone to, but you are building a family, the two of you.
Mm.
You're going to hit each other. You're going to step on each other's toes and all that. But as you are stepping on each other's toes, you know what you are building here.
Mm.
What you're building is big. What you're building is huge. What you're building is something that you are excited about.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are stepping on her toes, when she steps on your toes, it excuse me, then you go back to the task that you are.
Mm-hmm.
That you have. So it is the same with God. You are building a relationship with a God you've never seen.
Mm.
You are building a relationship with a God you've never even heard.
Yeah.
Do you have with God is Bible verses.
Mm.
Maybe you don't even have an experience with Him.
Yes.
You need to create those experiences with Him.
Mm.
You know Him as the God of Moses, the God of Jacob, the God of Peter and James, but you don't know Him as your own God.
Mm.
Now you want to build a relationship with Him and make Him your God.
Mm.
So when you make Him your God, He is faithful. He doesn't move. He's God. He's where you left Him. He remains there.
Mm.
So you get into His kingdom. Where the kingdom is full of promises, full of blessing, full of this and that. But you are living on earth where the devil still reigns until Jesus comes.
Yeah.
He still has control over us until Jesus comes.
Mm.
So daily you die. Daily Jesus must live. So that simply means each and every day you have to say, I cannot manage.
Yeah.
I cannot make it. I cannot do this. It is God. It is God. It is God. And then when you say it is God, you fall. You get up and you continue.
Mm.
Then He says you are running, you are walking, you are moving, you know, and God is with you.
And as you are speaking, you know, Pundisi, I'm reminded about the scripture in the book of Isaiah 55 verse 11 saying that, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You know, for me, that is one of my favorite scriptures. That is one of my scriptures to go to, you know, because I get sometimes we pray and we remind God. We remind Him. We're like, God, in case you forget, you forgot, you said, you know. This is one of my scriptures that I go to, and I'm like, God, you said that whatever that you have said about my life, you know, it will surely happen. But with that being said, Mfundisi, when we are waiting for God's promises to manifest, how do we stay? How do we keep the faith? Because He can take His time, Shame. He can take His time. So in Him taking His time, thinking about this thing. Is it the right time for Zanele to get this? How do we remain faithful? How do we hold on to his promises?
Zanele, tell me something here.
Yeah,
what is the thing that you want from God?
What
is the ultimate thing you want from God?
Right now.
Yes, I
know. We are on radio, Mfundis. You're putting me on the spot.
Yeah, now let me now take you back.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the we're on the radio. You see, God, what we should want from him.
Yeah.
Is a relationship.
Mm.
Yes. That is what we should, the ultimate thing we should look for, want from him.
Mm.
That's it.
Mm.
So if your, what do I call it?
Mm.
If your ultimate is a Lamborghini, then we have a problem.
Mm.
You get it? If your ultimate is the blessing,
yeah,
then we have a problem.
Mm.
Because he will linger, he will take his time until you have built a relationship with him.
Mm.
Yes.
So, Mfundis, with that, are you saying that?
That's why I keep on saying build a relationship with him. Build a relationship with him. It is a relationship.
Mm.
You see what he does? The reason why he takes his time. It's not actually, I don't even think it's his time. It is us who are taking the time.
Mm.
He is not sure.
Mm.
He is doubting you.
Mm-hmm.
He's not confident that if he blesses you, you will be what he desires you to be.
Mm-hmm.
And the ultimate is salvation.
Mm.
Yeah, he wants your, what does it profit a man if he gains the world and then he loses his soul?
So, Mfundis, with what you just said, are you saying that most of the time we struggle to hold on to God's promises, to keep the faith, because we want the physical and material blessings? We do not want his kingdom.
Yeah.
Ah.
That is what I'm saying.
How do we correct that then?
How do we correct that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It goes back to what I was just asking. What is the ultimate you want from him?
So go to heaven.
You want to go to heaven?
Mm-hmm.
One pastor once said, see, what we should do is to imagine ourselves getting to heaven.
Mm.
Imagine the route to heaven.
Mm.
For me to get to heaven, this is how I should move.
Mm.
You know, imagine it. Then, in your imagination, get to heaven. When you've gotten to heaven, come back and start living.
Mm.
With the ultimate goal being heaven.
Mm.
You get it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, let me use, when I'm talking about a relationship, when you are a man and you are dating a lady, and your ultimate is to marry her.
Mm.
It is different from when you are dating a lady that you know you are not going to marry.
Yeah.
You get it?
Mm.
Yes, when you are dating her with the ultimate being marriage and it doesn't work, that's a different story.
Mm.
But if you start the relationship knowing this relationship is not going anywhere, your the way you behave, the way you relate to her is different from if she were someone that you were planning to marry.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, you can continue. I'm still trying to get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What I'm saying is, my as a Christian, my ultimate is not just to get to heaven.
Okay.
But it's to live with God eternally.
Okay.
The original idea of creation was that Adam and Eve are in Eden eternally.
Mm-hmm.
The presence of God is there with them for life.
Mm-hmm.
Then, like I said earlier, they volunteered against that. And God sends his son to take us back to Eden. So the ultimate of creation is where he is leading us to. So at the end, when all is said and done, we've gotten to heaven, we've come down back to earth and everything, God is coming down, his throne is with man. Yeah. So the ultimate for us is for us to stay with God. Now, we are in a relationship here with a man whom we know we are going to stay with forever. So whether he gives me a Lamborghini today or he doesn't, it doesn't matter. Because I'm going to live with this man for good.
Okay.
Yes, I'm going to live with him for good. If he doesn't give it to me today, he will give it to me tomorrow.
Okay.
If it is not tomorrow, he's not yet ready to give it to me, I will wait. While I'm waiting, I'm working on our relationship.
I see.
Yes, I'm working on a relationship. I'm studying, I'm reading, I'm praising him, I'm worshiping. So I'm just working on the relationship with him. So while we are waiting, we perfect the relationship. The way you related with him yesterday, today should be better. And then tomorrow should be better than today. Then you are in the right path. Then he can confidently give you what you desire. Yeah, now, my friend, if you are desiring what you can't even say on radio here. But you are not spending time building a relationship with him, we have a problem.
Right. So is that where that scripture enters, that even though it might tarry, it will surely come to pass?
Yes. Yeah, you have that assurance because, you know, like I said, this is a man I'm with for life. It's not like someone I'm going to be. It's not like, no, give me money for transport. No, I don't have money for transport. Then I say, I've given up. No, I know he doesn't have money for transport today. He'll give me money for transport tomorrow. If not tomorrow, then the day after. It might take time. It might start, but it will happen.
Yes.
That is the hope that Isaiah is talking about. We have this hope that burns within our hearts.
Yeah.
You see, that says, I am going to stay with my father, and I'm going to stay with him for life. So what is happening to me today, even if Satan will come and hit me, it is okay. It is okay because I know that he can do whatever he does today. I will come. Even if I die, I will resurrect and still live with him anyway. You get it?
Yeah. So in enters prayer into this whole mix, Mputis, is it our duty, or should we even pray these blessings into existence?
Should. You know, I've said this before, that prayer on its own doesn't have power. Yeah. Please don't misquote me. Prayer on its own doesn't have power. The power in prayer is that it connects you to the source of power. You get it? Now, when we pray, we are not... God has already extended his hand of blessing towards us.
Okay.
So when we pray, we are not asking him to extend his hand of blessing towards us. We are asking him to help us reach out to his hand.
Okay.
Because we are not enough. We are not able. We are not qualified enough to jump and hold his hand. It is only him who will enable it in us for us to be able to hold on to his hand.
Come on now.
So when we pray, we are praying and we are saying, God, I am not. God, I cannot. Please help me too. It doesn't change the amount of love he has for us. Prayer doesn't change that. It remains the same. He loves us, and he loves us that much. It doesn't change. Whether we pray or not, God remains God and he doesn't lie. Prayer doesn't change that. But he comes and he says, call unto me. He's the one who says, call unto me and I will answer you. And I will show you, I'll give you what you did not even ask for. Because he says, call unto me and I'll answer you and show you great things that you do not know.
Yes.
Now, if you don't know something, then it means you didn't pray for it.
I see.
Yes. So him, the prayer there is taking us back to the issue that I keep on talking about, relationship, the mm-hmm. relationship thing. Now that you've prayed, now that I see your heart, someone says, even when we fail to speak what we want to God, he reads the meditation of our heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we may not be able to say it well, and say the groanings of our heart, the spirit interprets to God so that he understands.
Mm.
So when I put myself in that position of prayer,
yeah,
God comes through and says, oh, my daughter, my son is not able. Let me enable him.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah. So prayer doesn't change God. It, if anything, it changes us.
Mm-hmm.
And puts us in a proper position where we can be blessed. If you have a father, and then he says, the inheritance you are going to get it if you are here. Don't leave the country. You know, the will, he writes the will and he says, don't leave this country. If you leave the country, you lose the part of your inheritance, whatever it is. The moment, that's a condition that he's giving you. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
Staying in the country does not change the fact that the father has signed that will. It remains in existence.
Mm.
When you leave, you are also saying that the will remains in existence.
Mm.
So God says, my son, my daughter, I have all these blessings for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to bless you. Question is, do you want to be blessed?
Mm.
Yes, I want to be blessed. Then call unto me.
Mm.
When you call unto me, does it mean he doesn't know? He knows everything.
Mm.
You get it. He knows everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So, okay. I've heard this a number of times, and I think it's what we ought to do. When we pray using scriptures, right?
Yes.
At what point do one say, I'm actually abusing these promises of God? Because here you are praying. Like, you see, that's my favorite scripture. So there I am, I'm praying. Uh-huh. And then I say, God, your word, you said that it will not come down and return void. God, you said that, you know, the plans you have for me. So I recite all of these promises as much as I can remember. Is that me abusing scripture or abusing the promises of God? Or we actually ought to do that? Like, I can memorize 10 promises there. And then every day I pray, I hammer them. I remind him. Is that how we ought to do it?
Now tell me, when you are doing that,
mm-hmm.
what's your objective?
For him to act fast, you know, because the waiting is too much.
He knows that. Are you trying to remind him in case he has forgotten?
In case, you know. In case he forgot. Because a lot of things happen in the waiting.
Oh, he doesn't forget.
And
you can't tire him. Even if you quote many scriptures, you won't tire him, so you're fine.
Okay.
But he doesn't get tired. He doesn't get weary. He doesn't get tired. He's God. Doesn't get tired. That's fine. But now, what I always say is, when you are doing whatever you are doing,
mm-hmm.
you should have an objective. You should know what you want to achieve through what you are doing.
Mm.
Lest you end up saying God is not good, God is not what, because he didn't do what you wanted him to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the quoting of the verse is actually to remind him, then you're wasting your time because he knows.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you are quoting the verse to try and speed up the promise, you're wasting your time. It will come at the appointed time.
Mm.
If anything, read that verse. Quote that verse for yourself to increase your faith.
Mm.
You know. Because it says faith comes from hearing and studying the word of God.
Mm.
So when you study, when you quote, when you hear, it increases your faith. Mm. Now when you have, it means you go to him a bit more confidently. When you go to him, you are not saying, will you or will you not? You know he will.
Mm.
Yeah. So using scripture is okay. Keep on reading. And it will help you to get in a better position to receive his blessings.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. We are almost nearing the end, but I don't want it to end because I'm really loving our conversation. So, in that waiting, I know that, you know, I'm going to dwell a little bit. Biggie, on the waiting, right? Because yes, we do wait. We do wait for the manifestation of these blessings and these promises, right? So when we are waiting, and then here I am, I'm praying, and I've taken Pastor Chuma's advice that, you know what, I just read the scripture for my benefit. Not that I have to remind God every 5 seconds that I pray, but maybe I get new revelation on that scripture, right? Where does the gratitude enter here? Where does the thank you enter? Do I say the thank you, God, thank you because your promises have actually been, has actually manifested in my life even before I see them or after I have seen them, which might be in 3 years?
Well, you know what? I think it's, again, I say, you cannot pray using my faith. You pray using your faith.
Okay.
Now, when we talk about gratitude, when we talk about, I guess you are looking at steps of prayer, you have to start here with this and end with gratitude and the like. There's someone who will kneel down and say, God, I need a wife.
Mm-hmm.
And when he says, I need a wife, a Hebrew says, Hebrews 11 verse 1, does he say? Faith is the substance of things hoped. The evidence of things not seen. So when you are kneeling down and you say, God, I need a wife, the faith, absence of things hoped for, you're hoping for a wife. By faith, you have faith. The evidence of things not seen.
Yeah.
Faith, you have not seen, but you have evidence that you have a wife.
Mm.
So when you start from that prayer, you say, amen, thank you, God, and you're confident you go home. Then there's me who will come and say, Father, I need a wife.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't say thank you. I will only say thank you when I physically see her next to me. Yes. Now, that will make you linger longer.
Okay.
Now here, I'm not saying go and pray, and when you pray, you say, thank you, God. I am saying your faith will tell you what to say.
Okay.
If by faith, when you live, you know that there's faith also is a gift, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a gift which can be developed with time. So when I have faith that what I've prayed for, God has answered in my prayer, I've actually seen it being happening. I've now seen it happening. I live that saying, amen. Thank you, God.
Mfundisi, you just said something there that makes me want to have a discussion with you again next week. Oti, faith is a gift.
Yes, it is a gift.
Huh?
It is a gift, yes.
Okay, can we unpack that one next week? Because my antennas just going like, huh? Kanjani, how?
Yeah. Okay, we can unpack it next week. But for now, let's agree that, let me just leave saying that it is a gift.
Okay.
Yes. But what is a gift anyway?
You see, Paul. Okay, so a gift is something given, I don't know, undeservedly, or it's something given, basically, deservedly or undeservedly.
Whether you deserve it or you don't deserve it, it is given to you.
Yes.
Yeah. So faith falls bills. But like you say, we'll find time and discuss that in detail and explain it.
Yes.
But for now, what I'm saying is when you are kneeling down and you are praying, you have faith that this is done. And your faith tells you, next time you pray over this issue, you are not praying again. You're praying just to thank God.
Yeah.
That's it. You are done with this one. But there are certain things that you are kneeling down and you are praying and feel like, oh, no, I still need to pray again and again and again, you know. Why should you keep on praying for certain things? You remember Daniel? He prayed. Then, whatever he was praying for doesn't happen. A few weeks later, an angel comes and says, the day you prayed, God answered. The day you prayed, what happened? God answered.
Yes.
What has been happening all this time, the devil has been blocking the answer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So sometimes the issue here is not a doubt that God answered or not. No, just to move people out of my channel of blessing.
Mm.
Yeah.
So our faith, or my faith, will lead the direction of my prayer concerning God's promises.
Yes.
Even the reminding of God, even the reminding of God of his promises, my faith should be able to lead me. Whoa, that's enough now. You know, you don't have to remind him of all the 100 and something promises.
Exactly. It tells that I know my friend, you know, now change this one. Move, look for another text. Now you've prayed, you've asked, he has heard. Now thank you. You get it. So now that Thanksgiving and the like. Jana, when we talk about Thanksgiving and the prayer, Thanksgiving and all those things, we are not necessarily saying in every prayer you pray, there should be Thanksgiving. Oh, but you should have moments where you thank God for what you are asking for, or for what has happened without you asking for. Yes.
Wendy's, our time has run up, but I can't let you go without offering a word of prayer for us to remind God, you know. I'm kidding, but can you please just kindly pray for us and the listeners as the Spirit leads?
Okay, let's pray. Our Father, and our God, what is heaven, we thank you for this discussion on your promises. We thank you for this discussion on prayer. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you increase our faith. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you teach us how to pray. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you guide our lives. If we are about to give up, renew our strength. Give us more hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my pastor. I will be in touch for that faith gift conversation.
Yeah, no problem.
Yes. To our listeners at home, that is how we come to the end of a Bible perspective on this wonderful Sabbath day, and I hope that you've already rested, you know, I've eased you in into the Sabbath. So when you get to church tomorrow, Bona, you are already on another level. So thank you so much for listening in to Adventist World Radio, SID Media. And I was your host, Zanele Zama, back on a Bible perspective. I'm going to be back next to Friday, I promise. Unlike other days where I do outside broadcast and don't come, but next week I will be back because we have a date, with Mfundisi Chuma here. I'm good. This I'm going to go study proper. You know, I'm going to have notes so that when he asks me a question, I don't laugh, I answer him. I've learned the tricks. But then for now, that is how I'm actually bidding you farewell up until we meet again tomorrow, on next week, Friday. So make sure that you do tune in tomorrow to Glorious Morning and the Morning with Millicent Ndiweni. And then make sure that please, you do tune in and get in touch with her. But then for now, it is a goodbye and good night from me, Uzanele Zama.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.